Now, a Wauwatosa police officer who shot and killed three people over the past 5 years remains suspended after the city's Fire and Police Commission met last night. The panel got together to discuss complaints brought by the families of the people Joseph Mensa killed while on duty. The families want Mensa fired for violating police policies. Yesterday, the commission closed two of the complaints, but opted not to act on the most recent one because it's still under investigation by the Milwaukee County District Attorney. Evan Casey is a reporter for the Now News Group with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers Wauwatosa, Brookfield, and Elm Grove. Evan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you tell us, first of all, Evan, about the incidents in which Officer Mensa had shot and killed someone while he was in the line of duty?
Sure. So the most recent one was about 6 months ago in February. Alvin Cole was a 17-year-old teenager who was at the mall with some friends. Security was called, and so was police, after an incident occurred inside of the mall. After Alvin and some of his friends were outside of the mall by the Cheesecake Factory, police told him to drop a gun that he had had, that somebody reported that Alvin had a gun. About 10 seconds after that, 15 seconds after that, a police officer fired his weapon and shot and killed Alvin Cole on the scene. That officer is Joseph Mensa. His attorney said in early June, the attorney for the Cole family said that Joseph Mensa was a shooter in this incident. He also had two other shootings. One of them was in 2015 and the other one was in 2016. In 2015, Mensa shot, his name was Antonio Gonzalez, who was 25 years old at that time. He was wielding a sword at the time, and police officers say that he came at him with the sword. Mensa and another officer was involved in that shooting. The other officer, shot his gun around one time, and Mensa shot it around nine times during that incident. And then in 2016, Jay Anderson Jr., who was 25 as well, was shot and killed by Mensa. Anderson Jr. was sleeping in his car outside of a park around 3 a.m. when Mensa approached, and basically Mensa said that he saw a gun in the car and he perceived Anderson to be reaching for it during the interaction. But his family said that that wasn't true, and they're kind of mad about how the investigation was handled as well.
The most recent shooting is still under investigation. The previous two, as I understand it, Evan, have been investigated, and investigators ruled in both of the first two cases that he had acted appropriately. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And for the Anderson Jr. shooting in 2016 as well, the Milwaukee Police Department, the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and also the Wauwatosa Police Department themselves investigated that incident, and all of them found that there was no wrongdoing during that incident.
And what is the status of the most recent shooting? Who is investigating that, and where is that right now?
Sure. Yeah, so it's been a long few months here. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is still investigating any criminal wrongdoing into Mensa for that shooting. But currently, the Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission, they are basically the commission who has a say in regarding firing any officers or the police chief. They suspended Officer Mensa in July 15th, and basically he's still suspended while an independent third-party investigator investigates, once again, the Anderson Jr. shooting. So until that time, we don't really know what the future holds for Mensa, if he's going to be fired or not. It's likely that that investigation by the third-party investigator will be complete, I would say, late October, I think the commission said last night. And so then any ruling possibly from the commission would likely come, honestly, in November, December. So it's still a few months out yet.
I want to give a listen to Officer Mensa defending himself during an interview he did with WISN Radio in Milwaukee. This is from last month.
Not one person has been able to come to me or give me any explanation for why I'm suspended other than, oh, you shot somebody. Even though it's justified, proven justified, violated no policies, no procedures, the Milwaukee Police Department, the District Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Attorney's Office who investigate civil rights violations determined I did absolutely nothing wrong, yet I'm still suspended. For what?
Is there an official reason from the Fire and Police Commission as to why he's suspended in the course of this investigation of the most recent shooting?
Sure. Yeah, so they're saying that it's due to the complaints filed by the attorney for the Anderson Jr. family. And by the way, the attorney for the Cole family, the Anderson Jr. family, and the Gonzalez family is the same lady. Her name is Kimberly Motley. Basically, in the middle of June, she made a complaint with the Wauwatosa Police Department and the commission regarding Officer Mensa. And so right now they're saying that he's suspended due to the ongoing investigation into that matter.
We're talking to Evan Casey, reporter for Now News Group with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers Wauwatosa, Brookfield, and Elm Grove. We're talking about an ongoing story involving a Wauwatosa police officer who's shot and killed three people, been investigated for two of them, the third one going on, ruled that he had not violated police procedure in the previous two. I want to get to another part of this story, Evan, ongoing protests in Wauwatosa. Can you share some of the history of what's been going on with very prominent protests in the area?
Yeah, so in early June, right around the time that protests were occurring across the nation, the attorney, Kimberly Motley, basically went public with the information that her that she had found out that Mensa was a shooter of Alvin Cole. And so right around that time, I want to say that was June 6th that we published that story. We were the first to publish that story. And since that time, there's literally been protests in and around Wauwatosa every day. A lot of them have been focused in on the Wauwatosa Police Department. They'll march there. They marched to the Mayfair Mall, which is where Alvin Cole was shot and killed. They've also been marching recently to the mayor's house as well. And then also on August 8th, that's about 12 days ago, they also marched to Officer Menace's girlfriend's house as well when he was home during that time. And that's that incident, which involves a shotgun and a lot of toilet paper, has really caught national attention. The Washington Post reported on it. And so it's been kind of a national story since that time. And so protesters have continued to be at the mayor's house basically every night since that time. Two of them were arrested last week, Friday, by Wauwatosa police after the city basically said that they wouldn't allow any protests to occur there after 8 p.m. That occurred just for one day. The city lifted that on Friday of last week, but that's still the day that protesters were arrested by the police department. So, yeah, it's been a very heated few weeks here in Wauwatosa. A lot of people are still angry that Officer Mensa is only suspended and not fired yet. And so the goal of the protest is really to get him fired and removed from the police department.
Can you take just our last couple of minutes, Evan, to talk about that incident? This is probably what most people might have seen in the headlines, this very heated confrontation with different stories from the police department and protesters. Can you sum up what we do and don't know about that?
Yeah, yeah. So what we do know is that the protesters left Mayfair Mall on Saturday, August 8th, and they walked to Target to get some toilet paper. Then they walked from Target to the Officer Mensa's girlfriend's home. And at the time, Officer Mensa said that also his girlfriend's children were home as well, as well as his girlfriend's. So they marched to his home. They marched with cars in the front, protesters in the middle, then cars in the back as well to kind of protect them. Then when protesters got to the house, they say that Officer Mensa was on his front lawn and he was yelling at protesters and kind of wanted to start, an incident during that time. He said that's not true. He said that he was there to protect his property and his home during that time. But what we do know, and we have video of this, that protesters were throwing toilet paper on the house. Some of it hit his window. And then also kind of the big incident that occurred was a gunshot was fired. Now, Representative David Bowen, who was there at that time, said that he believes that Mensa fired that gun himself. But Mensa himself, in a Facebook post, and just as he's said in interviews, has said that that shotgun round was fired into his back door. And the police department has also been saying that as well. So we won't really know what is, happened exactly until the investigation is complete. The Wauwatosa Police Department is handling that currently. The police chief for Wauwatosa said that they know who they believe shot the gun, but we really have no extra information about that at this time.
In just our last 30 seconds or so, Evan, what are you watching for next with a lot going on here?
Yeah, so I'll be looking for the ruling from the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. To see if there was any criminal wrongdoing into the Cole shooting. And then also, like I said, in late October is when the investigation into the complaints from the Anderson Jr. family will be complete. So I'll be watching for that as well.
Evan, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Evan Casey is a reporter for Now News Group with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers Wauwatosa, Brookfield, and Elm Grove. We talked to him today about Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa, the three people he had shot and killed while on duty over the last 5 years, citizen complaints against him, his uncertain future with the department, and ongoing protests in Wauwatosa. You can keep watching for his coverage over at the Journal Sentinel website, JS Online. And you can also follow coverage from WPR over at WPR.org/news. And you can watch for ongoing coverage of police-related issues at WPR.org/news and WisContext.org.